Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Campbell Hatchard, Regional Vice President of the Asia-Pacific Region, to discuss how and why companies in the Asia-Pacific region rely on cloud inventory to achieve enterprise inventory control around the world, no matter whether connected or disconnected to their core systems. And Mr. Hatchard, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be here.
Yes, sir. Great to have you out this morning, and thanks for your time. So, Campbell, if you would, tell us how cloud inventory is helping its 3,000-plus customers around the world know the exact state, location, and authenticity of their inventory. Let's kick it off with that today.
So, when you look at global organizations, they're manufacturing, transporting, and managing products in general right across the world. There's so much data that actually sits outside the core ERP. Gartner did a study a number of years ago, and they reported that about 80% of data that an organization needs to operate actually sits outside those core financial and ERP data structures. There are a number of factors that drive this. It can be sitting on different ERPs, different add-on applications, or completely off-system paper-based records. Globally, businesses are often on the core or single financial system, but with different levels of adoption, core ancillary business solutions such as supply chain or CRM just don't keep up and are never centralized or stay on paper. Supply chain updates frequently lag financial business systems, and this can be due to a lack of project funding, it may be uncertainty of the success of growth into a new region, or the general volume and size don't make it viable to roll out those larger core systems. Too often, as businesses grow away from their home business operation, the process or solution they adopt when they first set up becomes a staple. For many businesses, that core ERP has been defined to meet business requirements when it was first implemented. It doesn't have the flexibility or budget to change dynamically as the environment or economic factors drive different business outcomes or processes. And that creates a bit of a laggard within the organization. Mergers and acquisitions bring another type of challenge through acquiring not only the business, but the tech stack and the processes that they sit on. These new disparate systems usually operated in disconnected or batch mode back to the core solutions and further reduce true visibility, which dilutes the knowledge to make critical or timely business decisions. What cloud inventory brings to the table is a tool set and data model that allows organizations to start connecting those dots. The result is a solution set that can sit alongside or even over those disconnected systems, providing two key elements that drive business outcomes: velocity and visibility. The cloud inventory solution provides that connection of disparate data on systems so that customers have a true picture of the state, location, and authenticity of their inventory. And that can be anything from assets to project stock to consumables or non-stock inventory across an unlimited, unimpeded set of inventory nodes.
Certainly do appreciate that overview and full coverage on that. That is most helpful and appreciated. Now, talk to us about the benefits. What benefits do your customers see with the enhanced visibility into their inventory?
Yep. So enhanced visibility provides an organization with the ability to make better decisions in a timely manner. For businesses, the ability to see what inventory is sitting outside the four walls of the warehouse, for example, enhances better purchasing decisions. Many organizations can't track stock in the field, whether that's trunk stock or remote pop-up inventory or overflow inventory holdings. In organizations with dispersed inventory holdings like these, once the inventory leaves the warehouse, it triggers restocking alerts resulting in orders against suppliers when they may not actually be needed. As we move to a true omni-channel fulfillment model, visibility is key. True visibility of all your inventory, no matter where it is, enables an organization to make timely and accurate decisions. This enhances customer satisfaction and retention. as you can easily adapt to changing customer demands whilst balancing the competing interests of safety stock holdings against the value of the cost of the inventory. What cloud inventory does is talk twofold. It provides an accurate and timely transactional data. It removes paper from all parts of the organization's supply chain, providing greater velocity of accurate information flowing through that organization. And secondly, it extends the visibility of the location of that inventory to encompass both inside and outside the four walls of the operation. Just as you need accurate financial data to manage your business, having timely and accurate data on your inventory holdings provides an organization with a platform to adapt to changing business and consumer demands. Better to be able to take advantage of the events rather than be beholden to them. Events like we've seen over the last 18 months with COVID or the ever given ship blocking the sewers, accurate and timely information enables you to ride the wave rather than being caught in the impact zone.
Certainly some great and strong points made right there in regards to the benefits of your customers and what they see through the enhanced visibility into their inventory. Now, I understand you are directly responsible for all business in the Asia-Pacific region. What's different about managing inventory in that part of the world? I'm sure listeners would like to hear the differences there.
It is. Look, one of the things that I've been lucky over the years is being able to go out and visit different organizations in different corners of the globe. What was initially mind-boggling to me was the difference in distribution models that we see across the globe. And these differences are driven by many things, whether it's culturally or size of the population, diversity and density of the population, as well as the distance being travelled, such as we have here in Australia. In the US, with such a big population, we predominantly see full pallet picking models. In Australia, because of the distance and lower population bases, whilst we still see some full pallet picking, there is also a large volume of layer or carton-based picking, and this can be because stock is held in more locations due to longer distances. When you look at the distance between Brisbane and Perth here, it's similar in distance, about 2,600 miles, to LA to New York, but a significantly different population base. For perspective, the US has a population of approximately 93 people per square mile. In Australia, that drops to just 7. And when you jump up into the Southeast Asia region, it goes to a whopping 351 people per square mile. So the Asian distribution model is completely different. It's not uncommon for distribution to be centered around beaches. It's culturally that if a customer requests it, the organisation fulfils it. And to do this, they're taking a carton off a pallet, they're opening that carton, they're taking out an inner, they're opening that inner and they're pulling out an each. And that creates both increased cost to serve to customers, but it's also a far more challenging environment for system optimisation and scalability. And the traditional ERPs and legacy systems are just not architected to be able to adapt to and apply different methodologies for different business locations, at least not without significant development time and runway to do so. What we see with customers on cloud inventory is the ability to utilize the best practice of the functionality that it brings, but also the ability to augment that with customer-specific enhancements to meet localized requirements, whether that's language or steps in the packing process, for example, to meet specific customers or legal requirements.
Certainly do appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today, especially telling us how you're running business in the Asia-Pacific region today. We're joined by Campbell Hatchard, Regional Vice President of the Asia-Pacific region for Cloud Inventory, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Hatchard, what are some of the other challenges you help solve for in other parts of the Asia-Pacific and Australia regions?
Yeah, when you look at the wider Asia-Pacific region, not only do you have island continents like Australia and the challenge that I spoke about previously, but Asia itself has 48 separate countries and a landmass less than two times that of the States. If you think knowing where your inventory is hard across a large landmass, Imagine managing inventory in a myriad of countries across different islands and archipelagos. When you add transportation links in this region with so many countries on different land masses, this requires your supply chain to engage multiple types of transportation, whether that's air, sea, rail or road. It creates additional visibility issues. Take, for example, the interruptions that the Ever Given ship caused on global supply chains. Not only was it the inventory that had supply chain drilling, it was the secondary impact of lack of empty containers globally. Without connected systems that clearly identify what's where it's going, and where it was committed, essential business intelligence isn't available to enable organisations to react and address customer concerns. In a fully connected supply chain, whilst you can't stop the issue from occurring, you can react with greater velocity through better visibility. Closing the gap on that 80% of data sitting outside the core systems provides an organisation with tools for better visibility and the capability to improve the velocity of both information and stock flowing through the supply chain. Cloud inventory with the supporting data model provides the ability to connect disconnected systems and bring information into a single platform that can be used to quickly identify where stock actually is, its state and authenticity. Customers aren't just managing inventory. Today, they need to manage things such as assets or specialty items, non-stock items, tools and consumables, wherever it may be out in the wild. How would it look if you couldn't fix a machine that was holding up a million-dollar business because of a one-cent fuse? I think one of the biggest benefits that we bring to customers in this region is that 30,000-foot view of what the organisation is doing and the various touch points of inventory, and then applying the principles of cloud inventory to that. Cloud inventory provides the tool set that can be applied across many different areas of the business. The cloud inventory solution provides customers with a true value proposition where they can start small, grow, scale with the business, and deploy to new areas as they identify different inventory and non-inventory items that need to be tracked to further benefit the business and deploy the system to other areas.
Now, another question for you. How does the power of cloud inventory help your customers meet local business processes?
So what cloud inventory brings to customers is twofold. First, you reduce the volume of data that you have sitting outside the core system. And secondly, when you look at that core system or ERP, it was likely implemented possibly years ago for a completely different organization or a completely different business model. And it's likely very fixed and rigid. Cloud inventory provides the platform to address local requirements in the here and now to support the global inventory needs. One of the key elements cloud inventory brings is the concept of tightly integrated, loosely coupled. What that means is that our tool set allows us to very tightly integrate with an ERP or financial system. We define how we talk to it, about what information will flow to and from the ERP, and this provides a much greater level of security, but also removes a layer of risk to the business. The loosely coupled concept means that as an organization evolves, or as an industry evolves, or as challenges occur out in the marketplace, organizations can very quickly, in a very nimble manner, change a business flow or add an extra step or capture an extra piece of data by using the underlying low-code development platform that cloud inventory is built on. Bringing this together, cloud inventory provides a true cloud-based solution that can be modified or augmented to meet those local business requirements without the need for traditional customization. This enables the solution to be fully upgradable and enables the customer to manage their solution as time or circumstances change. Why is this important? Well, it empowers the organisation, providing opportunities for top-line revenue growth, as well as supports that continuous improvement model to continually reduce costs across the organisation.
Once again, Campbell, really appreciate your time spent with us here today on behalf of Cloud Inventory and all the insight and information shared. Before you go, any conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make us aware of as we do wrap things up here today?
Thanks, Eric. Look, I think the biggest takeaway for businesses is don't think that because you're on a legacy system that there aren't systems that can better manage your business, and pushing up to the cloud and being able to provide that global inventory visibility layer adds incredible value into an organization. And Eric, appreciate your time today.
You're more than welcome, and appreciate yours as well. If listeners wanted to get more information on cloud inventory and tap into this resource and service, where's the best place online to do so?
Yep. Best place to come and see us is www.cloudinventory.com. You'll find all the information and contact details there.
And, of course, that certainly is easy enough. Again, Mr. Hatchard, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us this morning here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Great talking to you.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Campbell Hatchard, the Regional Vice President of the Asia-Pacific or APAC region for Cloud Inventory, a company that empowers organizations with real-time inventory visibility at all points in the supply chain from the warehouse to the field. And for all the details, simply visit cloudinventory.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.